The Park City Miners celebrated homecoming Friday with a blowout victory against region opponent the Highland Rams 41-6. The Miners started the scoring late in the first quarter with a 7-yard rushing touchdown from Carson Tabarachi. In the second quarter, the Miners' defense got a piece of the action with Miles Preston picking off the Rams and running the ball back for a 78-yard touchdown. That was the start of Highland's turnover issues for the night. The Miners were able to take advantage of those mistakes to win their homecoming game 41-6. The Miners improved to 3-3 on the year and 3-0 in region play. Park City is on the road next week to Olympus to take on the Titans. The game starts at 7 p.m. and you can hear it live here on KPCW. In Heber, Wasatch was at home taking on the Maple Mountain Golden Eagles from Spanish Fork. The Wasps had a great night as Christopher Cook had 4 rushing touchdowns on the night, with a defense holding the Golden Eagles to just 16 points. Wasatch won at home 54-16. The Wasps improved to 5-1 on the season and 3-0 in region play. Wasatch play at home next week against the Springville Red Devils. Over in Camas, South Summit was at home taking on the Emory Spartans for the Wildcats' first region game of the season. South Summit ended the first half down 21-12. Kyler Sudweeks and his offense came out strong for a comeback in the second half with 23 unanswered points in the third quarter. The defense also got into the comeback action with Calabi Thompson picking off Emory for a 20-yard interception return for a touchdown. The Wildcats secured the comeback 42-27. South Summit continues their unbeaten streak to 6 on the season and pick up their first region win of the year. The Wildcats travel to Draper next week to take on the Summit Academy Bears. North Summit had the week off and will be back in action next week on the road to Layton to play Layton Christian Academy. For KPCW, I'm Kyle McGuire.